Chris Armitage is an Air Force veteran who spent his time stateside at Fairchild.
I deployed to the Middle East twice, where I served as security forces and a base defense operations controller. I have a master's of science in homeland security and undergrad in criminal justice. I've also worked in law enforcement as a 911 operator and as a background investigator.
Now that he's out of the military, he's turned his eye to politics. He supports policies touted by candidates in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party.
Those things that I had in the military of amazing health care, education without crippling debt, a living wage, guaranteed housing, I want those to extend to the people I love.
Armitage says he's carrying that message to all corners of the sprawling 5th District, areas that are rarely friendly to Democrats these days, especially progressive Democrats. So when you go talk to one of those farmers down in Walla Walla County or you know, up in Stevens County or something, where are the areas that you're most likely to connect with them?
Healthcare, housing, and jobs. 85% of the money that we give to farmers goes to the top 1% of farmers. It doesn't go to our small farms. And the majority of farmers in, say, the Walla Walla Valley make less than $250,000 a year, which is a small farm. And so they want some of the support for green technology. They're interested in having a livable planet.
Armitage supports the concept of eliminating private health insurance in favor of a government program for everyone.
70% of Americans want Medicare for all. 30% of Congress wants it. That doesn't sound very representative to me.
He thinks voters, even those who identify as Republicans, believe the health care system in the U.S. is broken.
I met with a family recently who lost their 19-year-old son to cancer that was preventable because the insurance company wouldn't run a test they called exploratory. And then once he developed symptoms, it was already too late. And everybody's got these stories. I go out to rural communities. You send me up to Newport, I end up talking to a family who has 3 diabetic members, and they're splitting 1 prescription between the 3 of them.
What America needs, Armitage says, is a system similar to the health care he received as an active military member.
Those doctors are salaried. They don't get paid more for seeing more patients. Now, how many people listening to this know what it feels like to show up into a doctor's office? One, to be rushed out as soon as you can so they can see the next patient, but they still get to bill your insurance. And two, feel like they're pushing for you to, say, get extra things done so they can charge more.
Armitage also supports the Green New Deal, touted by many progressives in Congress. He hopes to join them next year, but first, he'll have to defeat Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers in November. She's running for a 9th term. Hear more of our interview with Chris Armitage Thursday on Inland Journal. We'll post our entire interview with him later that same day. I'm Doug Nadvornik, reporting.